Let's open with a word of prayer and then we'll begin. Father, I just thank you so much for this Torah portion. I just pray that you would be with me as I speak your words, and that all the words that come from me would be your words and not my own. Let anything that I would say out of my own heart be fall to the ground and not be fruitful. But let your words multiply in our hearts and our minds. In Yeshua's name, amen. Amen. Here we are at the end of the Torah cycle, as that we have the children of Israel ready to cross over the Jordan. Are you ready for what lies ahead? Moses is given his last words, for he is going to die, and Joshua is preparing to take over the leadership of Moses. It is the end of their wandering in the desert. This is a time of great excitement. At the same time, there is sorrow for the losses they have endured. Can you imagine what they went through and what was going through their head at that time? Another viewpoint would be the preparation for the bride, for the bridegroom. Spotless and adorned with fine clothing and jewels. This is how we are to present ourselves before our king. As we make preparation for Sukkot, which is in the marriage supper of the Lamb, we are reminded that when we are were preparing to cross over the Jordan to go to into the land, he said that we will live long in the land if we follow his rules. All of this points to the time that we will live with him in the kingdom. And Yeshua said in John 14:15-26, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I pray that the Father, that he will give you another comforter, and that he will make that he may be with you forever. In the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him nor know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world does not see me anymore. But you see me because I live in you, but I live also. And at that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. He who is who has my commandments and keeps them, he who loves me, and he who loves me shall love my Father, and I will love him, and he will reveal myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus answered and said to him, if a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the words which you hear is not mine, but my Father's who sent me. I have spoken these things to you, being present with you. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all things and bring all these things to your remembrance whatever I have said to you. So, if we love him, we will obey his commandments. And the opposite of that is, if we don't love him, we will not keep his commandments. Similar, if we love our spouses, and we do what is we will do what is necessary to show that we love them. In this Torah portion, we see that the children of Israel must choose to leave all their pagan practices behind and follow the one true God. Yet they said repeatedly that they would follow him. They would prove otherwise. From the time they left Egypt to the 490 years after they crossed over the Jordan, they did not heed the voice of God. Our God is merciful and loves those who love him. When the 490 years was complete, then judgment began, and first the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom were carried away to Babylon. As we come to the end of this cycle, let us never forget our past, and lest we repeat the mistakes of our ancestors. Let us put our hand to the plow and go forward into what Yahweh has for us to do, and do not look back. In Luke 9:57-62, and it happened that they were going in the way, and one said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, first allow me to go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Another said also, I will follow you, but first allow me to take leave to those in my house. And Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit to enter, fit for the kingdom of God. How many of us say we will do one thing, and yet when it comes down to it, what we said, we do the opposite. Did not our master say, let our yes be yes and our no, no? How can we say that we love him when we don't even keep our vows? Yes, it is with sorrow we finish this year's Torah cycle, but it gives us a time to reflect on the wonderful things that our Father has taught us. This time of the year, we see those who we have not seen for months. It is a time of celebration and hope for the future. It is a time to rejoice, for the time of his appearing is quickly approaching. In John 14, 1 through 12, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. And where I go, you know the way, you know. Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you go, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. And Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and it's enough for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you such a long time, and yet you have not known me, Philip? Who has seen me has seen the Father. And how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? And the words I speak to you, I do not speak of myself, but my Father who dwells in me, and he does the work. Believe me that I am in my Father and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the works, for works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you that he who believes in me and works, and the works that I do shall do also, and greater works than these he shall do, because I go to my Father. In Deuteronomy 18:15 through 19, Yahweh, your Elohim, will rise up to you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brothers, one like me. To him you shall listen, according to all you desire of Yahweh, your Elohim, in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh, neither let me see this great fire any more, so that I do not die. And Yahweh said to me, they have spoken well. What they have spoken, I will rise up a prophet from among their brothers, one like you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall happen, whatever man does will not listen to my words, which he will speak in my name, I will require it of him. So they got what they wanted, but when he came, they rejected him. They crucified him. And then he died, and he was buried and resurrected. What greater king do we serve that will allow us to see our Creator himself? We cannot relate to the ant because we're not ants. We can't relate to the grasshopper because we're not grasshoppers. But we can relate to the one true God because he sent Yeshua, his very image, his very likeness, his very being, to us so that we will know who he is. And he spoke only the words of the Father. In John 6:29, it says, Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. How can we say that we love him, and yet we are unwilling to do what he said? We do not listen to him who he has promised. In Deuteronomy 18:19, and it shall happen, whenever a man will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Because of our hard hearts, we do not want a personal relationship with then, and we don't want it now. And if we do want it now, it's only on our terms that we want that relationship. We are not in any position to dictate to the terms of the covenant. Yet that is what we do all the time. He is our king, and we are his vassals. We cannot tell the king how to worship him. Rather, all we can do is either follow him or suffer the eternity without him. Are you ready for what lies ahead? Are you willing to follow him no matter what the cost? To quote a friend of mine, time is short. When will we stop playing games and do what he says when he says it? Are we going to back away from, as our forefathers did? Are we ready to follow the great shepherd? For he already knows the way. Are we going to trust him and listen and do what he says to us? As we head into the next year, let us resolve to follow him and not complain. Let us clean up our camp, for our king walks in the midst and in our hearts. He walks in our camp day and night. He's looking for those who will serve him. He will only come to us when we are living a clean and perfect life before him. And that's only accomplished through Yeshua. Let us be in one accord and not fight with each other or petty things. But be ready to defend our faith and lay our lives down for our King. May Yahweh bless us in this year ahead and tell of what he has done for us. For this is going to be a great year. If we do what he said with our whole heart, soul, and our whole being, and let us love our neighbor as ourselves. Blessings to you, and that Yahweh may guide us through the days ahead. And may you prepare your hearts for the day of atonement, that we might be cleansed, and not just outside, but in our hearts, that we would be circumcised so that we could be found ready to enter his kingdom. Amen.